The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, this is Ellen Wells with the Just Veggies podcast. I'm also the author of the Just Veggies blog here at plantersplace.com. Welcome. Today we are going to be talking about a new potato variety. It's called Clancy. It's an All America Selections Edible Award winner for 2019. It's a blush to red-skinned potato, which is grown from seed. Okay, hold on. Did I just say a potato grown from seed? Really? Because that's not the norm. Potatoes are usually grown from a seed potato, also known as a tuber. And those tubers, when planted, sprout and grow into a whole new potato plant. Imagine if you took that old potato from the back of the fridge, you know, the one that's starting to shrivel up and get a little smelly, perhaps, and maybe it started to produce some white, longish growths from its dimples. If you plant that, you'd get a whole new potato plant. That's how commercial potato farmers have been growing potatoes for years. And I should know, I grew up on a potato farm. My family had been growing potatoes for at least three generations. And all the family growing all those potato crops, they were grown from seed potatoes or tubers. But here, with Clancy, we have a potato that is grown from actual seed. That's a novel idea. And why would you do it? Why would you grow potatoes from seed when potato tubers have been the norm for so long? One advantage of growing potatoes from actual seed is that it's sterile. Seed is sterile. Viruses are not transmitted through seed. And that eliminates one potential avenue of disease entering your crop. Another benefit is that seeds are way easier to store. They're a lot smaller, and they can be stored for a longer period of time than those seed potato tubers. The potato seed of Clancy itself is about the size of a dry kernel of quinoa. The breeder, Bejo Seeds, suggests treating those potato seeds as you would their cousin, the tomato. So basically, sow them in trays, under lights, indoors, about 6 to 8 weeks before your last frost. The seeds will easily germinate, and then you'd plant them, or plant the transplants, in the garden as you would your tomato transplants, in about the same time, too. From there, just treat the potato plants as you would any other potato plant. Basically, mound your soil around the base of the plant to help prevent sunburn. These judges also tested Clancy in containers and said that growing them in containers was a really cool thing to do and an appropriate thing to do as well. That's likely because the plant itself grows only about 2 to 3 foot tall and wide. At this point, other potato growing techniques apply. For example, potatoes like dry to normal soil, they like full sun, and they really like warm temperatures. When it comes to harvest, you'll do that in about 90 to 110 days. One of the All America Selections judges commented that the harvest produced for them about 3 or 4 decent-sized tubers, about 4 to 5 inches round, and about a dozen or so grape-sized tubers per plant. The red skin hides white flesh underneath, and it has a light texture when cooked, and it's appropriate for boiling and mashing. The judges also said that growing Clancy was a lot of fun because they grew it from actual seed. Something they've probably never, ever done before. Just imagine that, having experience growing a crop only one way, and then all of a sudden having this new way of growing it. That's kind of cool. I just have to say that the likelihood that my brother, the commercial potato farmer, will switch to growing potatoes from seed, that's not high at all. However, I am really excited to get my Clancy potato seeds in the trays in the coming weeks. Well, that's it for now, and that is what I have for Potato Clancy at this time. I will likely follow up later in the season when I grow the plants and harvest. Until then, have a great growing season.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.